We got some tips for retirees looking to find their own purpose and maybe how they can give back. AARP has Enterprise Awards, and the senior advisor for the Enterprise Awards at AARP, Kate Schneller, joins us this morning. And also with us, we have Karen Cassidy. Ladies, thanks for spending your morning with us. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
All right, let's start out with Kate. Kate, if you could describe what is the Enterprise Awards that AARP has put together.
Absolutely. So the AARP Purpose Prize Award is actually a way for us to recognize people who are 50 and older who are thinking of creative solutions to help solve some difficult social problems. Every year, we award $60,000 to five winners and provide them 12 months of technical assistance support to really help celebrate their achievements and to hopefully broaden the scope of their work.
Karen, what was your work that got you a 2018 award?
Bruce, I'm a palliative care nurse practitioner, and for a number of years saw people in the hospital that didn't have a home or a family that were at the end of their life and needed hospice care. So I started Hildegard House, which is in Louisville, Kentucky, and we provide a home and compassionate care to people at the last 3 months of their life so they can die with dignity.
I'm curious on the name Hildegard. Where did that come from?
Well, there is a Benedictine sister named Hildegard of Bingen who lived during the medieval times, and she was a herbalist and probably had one of the first hospices. So she is our patroness.
Kate, when you're looking for nominees, which you're doing right now for 2019, what kind of qualifications are there for that?
So the most important thing, I think, is obviously they have to be 50 and older, but we're really looking for folks that are tapping their experience and looking for meaning and finding purpose and spreading that in sort of the second chapter of their lives. Some of our past winners include folks who have created community-based programs to support isolated seniors, people with disabilities, underprivileged kids. So it's really a huge spectrum of different kinds of issue areas.
When you award these people, where do you find that they've been doing this all their life, or is this something that they just recently moved into? What is the path for them to lead them to a giving back type of atmosphere?
You know, I think it's a combination of all things, but I will say I think a common thread is that we find a lot of folks kind of go back to what makes them happy. We have a number of folks that maybe have had careers in one pathway and then find in sort of that second stage of life that they want to return to whatever their original passions were and what makes them happy and find that purpose. And so they might take a completely different turn and kind of refocus to those things that make them happy, whether it's going back and helping kids learn to read, or a lot of outreach with isolated seniors and getting them connected. It's kind of a beautiful thing.
Can that be kind of a difficult process for people who might have been wrapped up in work or maybe their family for so many years?
You know, I think it can be. I think one of the amazing things about working on the AARP Purpose Prize is that you really understand how small things can make a difference. And so I think folks realize that usually the biggest obstacle to doing this kind of work is themselves. And when they really decide to redirect towards what their passions are, things fall into place.
I'm curious, Karen, what keeps you going after retirement with this process as well as maybe others? Because I suppose dealing what you have with sort of an end-of-a-life care, there's maybe an emotional toll that may be taking place at the time, too.
Well, you know, I never did retire. That's the beauty of it. Once you find your passion and what makes you get up in the morning, you just keep going, and it's just great to keep giving back. What keeps me going at Hildegard House is the people that come and live there had, they had some tough lives they were living, either alone or in pain or with no support. But when they come to Hildegard House, boy, they are just surrounded by love and care at the end of their life. So, and we are run totally by volunteers, and so there's this great community of people that care about each other and our residents. So it's a great place, it's not hard at all.
Kate, could you give us how do we go about nominating somebody or ourselves if we want to so choose to do that?
Oh, absolutely. To nominate someone for the AARP Purpose Prize or to self-nominate, it's very simple. All you need to do is go to purposeprize.aarp.org and submit a nomination form. The deadline is March 31st, so I do encourage folks to get those nominations in, and we'll announce the winners probably around the end of October.
Now, I don't know if we mentioned there is a cash prize involved in this, right?
Yes. So every year we award five winners $60,000 each.
It's about people making a positive impact in their community. Any last tips for people who are sort of getting to that age and thinking, what purpose do I have? Because sometimes you look back and you're thinking, did it all matter? Kind of sometimes you get some moments like that. But what tips maybe do you have for people moving forward on looking for that passion?
One of the tips would be to just see what you're good at, what you're passionate about, what your skills are. Feel the fear that you have with trying something new and just get going. Mentor or volunteer. Don't retire. Just find the next thing to do to help this world.
Yep. Remain open for anything that comes your way. Be curious and allow yourself to kind of just go whatever direction it takes. And I like the part about embracing that fear, because a lot of times, of course, maybe when you get old, you think, you know what, I don't fear. You know, I'm tired of fearing. There's nothing I need to fear at this point. We can open up a second or a third or a fourth chapter in your life. We appreciate both of you joining us this morning. Again, if people want to get involved in the nominees or even follow it along to see who happens to win, how do we do that again?
So just go to purposeprize.aarp.org. There's all sorts of information, and you can submit a nomination until March 31st.
That was great. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Joining us this morning, Karen Cassidy, one of the 2018 winners, as well as Kate Schneller, Senior Advisor, Enterprise Awards at AARP.